The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of November, 2008. It was on this day in 1558 that Queen Elizabeth I acceded to the English throne, reigned for 45 years, which enabled Spenser and Marlowe and Shakespeare to be known as Elizabethan authors rather than Marian authors, which they would have been had her sister Queen Mary continued on the throne. It's the birthday of the man who created Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels, born in Toronto, 1944, majored in English at the University of Toronto, moved to England, became an auto salesman there, where his friends recognized his sense of humor and also noted that he liked to be in charge of things, and he was good at being in charge. He moved back to Canada, formed a comedy duo with a man named Hart Pomerantz. They had their own TV show, The Hart and Lorne Terrific Hour, on Canadian television. They also wrote for American comics, Phyllis Diller and Lily Tomlin, Joan Rivers, Woody Allen, wrote for the NBC show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And so NBC asked Lorne Michaels to come up with a comedy show to replace the Johnny Carson reruns that used to air Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Lorne Michaels got talent from all over. Chevy Chase came from the National Lampoon show. Dan Aykroyd came from Canada. And John Belushi, Gilda Radner from the Second City Troupe in Chicago. He hired Al Franken out of Harvard and Jim Henson, the creator of The Muppets, and that was the first season of Saturday Night Live, 1975 to 76, won an Emmy. This election year, SNL has gotten some of its highest ratings in recent times, due in part to the popularity of Tina Fey's portrayal of Governor Sarah Palin, who herself appeared on SNL in October. It's the birthday of a young man who became a best-selling author as a teenager, Christopher Paolini, born in Southern California in 1983, raised near Paradise Valley, Montana. Homeschooled, finished high school at age 15, had a lot of time on his hands, started writing a fantasy novel, Aragon, when he was 15. His family liked it. They published it themselves. They went off on a promotional tour in 2002. That same year, he got offers from Random House and Scholastic for the publication rights. It was published by Knopf in August of 2003, when Paolini was still 19, went straight to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. Wrote 2 more bestsellers after that, and is now at work on a 4th. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, entitled Sometimes. Sometimes when day after day we have cloudless blue skies, warm temperatures, colorful trees, and brilliant sun, when it seems like all this will go on forever, when I harvest vegetables from the garden all day, then drink tea and doze in the late afternoon sun, and in the evening one night make pickled beets and green tomato chutney, the next red tomato chutney, and the day after that pick the fruits of my arbor and make grape jam. When we walk in the woods every evening over fallen leaves, through yellow light, when nights are cool and days warm, when I am so happy I'm afraid I might explode or disappear or somehow be taken away from all this. At those times, when I feel so happy, so good, so alive, so in love with the world, with my own sensuous, beautiful life, suddenly I think about all the suffering and pain in the world, the agony and dying. I think about all those people being tortured right now in my name. But I still feel happy and good, alive and in love with the world and with my lucky, guilty, sensuous, beautiful life. Because I know in the next minute or tomorrow, all this may be taken from me. And therefore, I've got to say right now, what I feel and know and see, I've got to say right now, how beautiful and sweet this world can be. Paul by David Budbill Sometimes, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.